Hello and welcome to Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Coming up later in this edition, I'll be finding out more about the hotel sector, the challenges that it faces, and how the season has been going so far. I've been speaking with Carolyn Murray, Vice Chair of the Donegal branch of the Irish Hotels Federation, who's also Director and General Manager of the Shandon Hotel near Dunfanaghy. But we begin with what is a very positive and successful story. Back in 2019, the Department of Rural and Community Development and the Western Development Commission, which is the coordinating body of the Atlantic Economic Corridor Initiative, well, they set out to establish a network of digital hubs. Essentially, this was a case of setting up hubs across the country, some in very remote rural areas, with a range of services and supports for businesses, entrepreneurs and remote workers. In many cases, one of the key aspects being having high-speed broadband, as well as office space, meeting rooms and the chance to network. Well, these hubs have flourished. In 2021, almost €9 million in Connected Hubs funding was awarded to 118 successful applicants. Further funding soon flowed. And credit where credit is due, this is a great government initiative that has been particularly beneficial to many people. Well, to find out more, I've been speaking with Magella Orr, who is manager of the Creaving Community Enterprise Centre in Termon, which is one of the hubs, and has what are known as Co-Work Plus spaces, and she's also the manager for the GTEC hub in Carrigart. And we'll hear shortly about some of the summer offers that have attracted considerable attention. But first, I put it to Magella that with 387 of these hubs nationwide and more than 20 in Donegal, this is a great success story and the outlook is very positive.
Absolutely, Chris, yeah. They're in Donegal alone, as I say. They're everywhere from Aranmore, Gidor, Carrigart, Termon, Fintown, Inishowen, Bundoran. There's a number in Letterkenny. So yeah, definitely the hubs have really taken off all over Ireland.
And the whole thinking behind this, the government realised that there would be many parts of the country that maybe were lacking in terms of broadband connectivity and that people maybe in their houses would have been at a disadvantage. So essentially the whole idea was to give access to more people. And just tell us a little bit about the centre there in Carrigart and also the one in Termon, and just what exactly is on offer.
So in Carrigart here, we are a purpose-built hub. So there's 18 hot desks and a meeting room. So, you know, we have the usual, the high-spec broadband and everything. It's very beneficial to the area, to people who are coming to stay in the area for holidays, families. They're coming, but maybe they can't afford to take a week or 2 weeks off work at the same time. So one parent can work from here while the other's back at the caravan or whatever, the holiday accommodation with the children, and vice versa, maybe the following week. We do have some local people as well. We've had people here that are, you know, in the process of building houses. And the other one at the moment as well is some people who had home offices, but maybe their houses have had to be demolished due to defective concrete blocks. You know, they need somewhere to work from as well. And I think following on from COVID, people felt quite isolated when they were working at home. So some people come in and take a hub or a desk or an office within a hub, even for a few days a week, just to break that monotony of being at home all the time.
And it does mean, of course, that there's interaction with other people if they need it. Or they may want a little bit of peace and quiet, maybe getting away from a noisy household, and this can be their space.
Absolutely, particularly in the summer months when children are off school and whatever. You know yourself, online calls, online meetings can be so hard when you're in a noisy background. We have the private phone booths here as well, which is great for your calls, your Zooms. And then, as I said, meeting room as well, so it's great. And then in Termon, we have, it's not a purpose-built hub. Obviously, we're the Creaving Community Centre, but we repurposed a couple of previously underutilised rooms into a hub, so we have a number of hot desks and offices in there, but we tend to have more long-term tenants in there. But there are a number of desks available too for short-term or for day use as necessary.
And worth pointing out that if people maybe want to discuss something with a few friends, it could be a business idea, you do have meeting rooms available?
We have a meeting room available in both centres, in the one in Terman and here in Carrigart. It's also, there is a company who travels around Ireland delivering seminars every year. So they hired our space here in Carrigart last year for a weekend, and they are booked in again this weekend. So, you know, we do try and accommodate what people want. We do try and accommodate it. We have people who perhaps need to work American time. We can work around that as well.
And I see at the moment you are doing a number of special deals, special summer offers, perhaps I could call them, down there in Carrigart. €5 an hour for a hot desk. And then you can also essentially hire that space for a longer period of time as well.
Yes, that's right. We did find there was people popping in. Again, people, local people, and maybe people that are in the area on holidays going, I just need to check my emails. You know, they don't need a full day. Students maybe filling in their SUSE grant applications where, you know, an hour and a half is sufficient. That's all they need. So, yeah, we decided to explore that option of doing a €5 package as well. And as I say, we have also another offer running at the moment as well. So it's the hot desks are generally €10 per day, but we can do, you could buy a bundle of five for €45 and then you can use them as and when you need those days.
So maybe for somebody who's got a business idea or in the early stages of a business, this is a great and inexpensive way of getting access to the web and to be able to do research and all sorts of things and in your own time as well.
Absolutely, yes. And the other thing also is because we are on the Gaeltacht Pier and we do have contact within Udros na Gaeltachta, if it's a local person maybe in the initial stages of setting up a company, we can actually point them in the right direction of who to speak to in Udros na Gaeltachta to help them along as well.
And is this the first summer that you've done something like this?
It's our first summer running those two particular offers, the bundle, the five-day bundle, and then the €5 one as well, because it seems this year there seems to be more demand for that.
And the reaction to date, has it been very positive?
It has so far, yes. It's the €5 one is only just new, but so far, yes, we've had a few people taking us up on it. The five-day bundle for €45, we've been running that for a couple of months now, and it's very popular because people can use it as and when they need to them.
Now, if people want to find out more about the Connected Hubs, there is a website and there's links to all the individual ones, no matter what part of the country you're in. So it's easy enough to find out where the local one is for somebody who's maybe up here on holidays.
Yes, it's very easy to navigate. Connected Hubs platform, log into Connected Hubs, type in whatever town or area you're in, and it will show you all the hubs that is closest to you. You can do your booking for the desk or office, and you pay all on the one platform.
And I suspect in some ways that the hubs are becoming a focal point in local communities all over the county, because you're bringing people in and maybe those people might go and to the local shop or they might go for lunch afterwards. So it's all helping the local economy.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, definitely. Like, as you say, correctly say there, they are then when they're working from here, they'll pop across the road to the shop, they'll buy their lunch. You know, definitely it all helps. And also again, as I mentioned earlier, people can come and maybe stay for longer now because they can continue to work while maybe the rest of the family are off enjoying their holidays, you know, in the caravan at the beach or whatever.
And how long has the facility in Carrigart been in operation?
So we've just celebrated our 3-year anniversary last week.
And any particular plans going forward?
Not at this stage. We're continuing to try and develop and you know, to looking towards getting a few more long-term tenants in, but obviously still going to offer the services that we do to the community, like if somebody needs printing done. We also are working closely with Donegal ETB and providing sort of adult education classes in the evening time, and just continue to offer the hot desk, the meeting rooms. People don't necessarily have to take a desk here to be able to access the meeting room. A meeting room can be booked completely separately. So things like that, yeah, we're liaising with local businesses as well in relation to, you know, if they need a meeting room space to do team meetings or whatever.
And then through word of mouth and also social media, things like the current offer that you have, word spreads quickly enough. Just tell us, for somebody who wants to find out more, you do have an active Facebook page?
We have a very active Facebook page, yes. We're very lucky. We have a lady who works here. She's very active on social media. So all our special offers would be published there on our Facebook page, GTAC Carrigart, and again on the Connected Hubs platform as well. All information regarding pricing, etc., everything is available on Connected Hubs.
And that was Magella Orr, manager of the GTEC Hub in Carrigart, and she's also the Creveen Community Enterprise Centre manager based in Termon. Well, let's switch now to having a look at the hotel sector. To get an update on the tourism season to date, the challenges that are there and which lie ahead, the ongoing lobbying for a VAT reduction and more, I've been speaking with Carolyn Murray, Vice Chair of the Donegal branch of the Irish Hotels Federation and also Director and General Manager of the Shandon Hotel near Dunfanaghy. Carolyn, many thanks for joining us on Business Matters as we look at the hotel sector, particularly here in Donegal. Thankfully, the weather has been pretty good in recent times. June, perhaps not the best, but May was good. July, pretty good. So what's the overall feeling? Is it going to be a good summer for tourism and Donegal hotels?
Well, thank you so much, Chris, for having me on. Obviously, we seem to be holding our own with occupancy, but it's very scary at the minute because the lead times are so short. This is quite a new thing that I've noticed this year. Now, they are coming, but obviously the lead time is very short. Could have been due to the weather that we had last year, but we're hoping and praying for a really good season and a really good summer.
Maybe it was a case previously people would have definitely booked their week or their 2 weeks here or there, and maybe with online booking as well, that there is a lot of more, as you've touched on there, late decisions. And I think Irish people, if we don't get a good May or June, there's the temptation maybe to go abroad. And if we get the good weather here, well, maybe we're doing more shorter breaks. Would that be a fair comment?
I think that's a fair comment, Chris. But I think, too, there's very significant challenges as well around business margins due to the already exceptionally high business costs. They just continue to rise, and obviously hotel revenues have to remain kind of flat to be competitive in the market because the demand is slightly lower. Like here in Dunfanaghy and Donegal, ours would be mainly domestic, and obviously you go into the supermarkets yourself, you can see the inflation in purchasing food. So all these factors are, you know, coming at us from all these different angles. And we're just doing our best here to keep everybody working. As you know, like, we employ over 8,000 in the hospitality industry here alone in Donegal. It's a big chunk of our livelihoods, and we're working hard to sustain that.
Yeah, and pressure's on employers. The cost of labour has risen. We've got the auto-enrolment for pensions coming down the road. A lot of positive things, but it's all impacting on the cost. And then, as you've mentioned there, we're all aware when we go to the supermarket how much things have gone up. Likewise, in the hotel business, your costs for relatively simple things, be it shampoo, toilet paper, little bits and pieces for the bedrooms, bottled water, I take it they've all gone up considerably.
Everything has risen, you know, and in addition to the actual cost of doing business rising, we have government policies that need to be addressed. You know, we need the 9% VAT restored. Like the Shandon, for example, from a personal perspective, when we took over the Shandon there in 2016, it was a seasonal business before, and it closed at October and opened again at Easter. We now open all year round, employing 145 people in the local economy. The winter time, you don't really make money, but with all these pressures coming from every angle on hotels at the minute, the government policies that need to be addressed, the cost of doing business, the labour costs, it's going to make it very difficult, and we want to keep growing, and that's why we're down lobbying in Dublin, and why we're fighting, because we want to sustain our businesses in our rural towns and villages.
And just explain to people, we do hear a lot about this VAT rate. There may be some people who are maybe cynical and feel that if a VAT reduction takes place, that it won't be passed on. So from the Irish Hotel Federation's point of view, what is the big reason for getting that VAT rate down, and what is the impact on the end consumer as well?
Look, it's a highly competitive market, and hospitality businesses will do everything they can to keep the prices down. They want the business. And to date, many have attempted to absorb those costs, including ourselves, where possible. I'm pretty confident, Chris, that, you know, businesses will continue to do that. To be clear, we're talking about reducing the VAT for food businesses, which is under enormous strain at the minute. With every increase in cost in addition to their purchasing, ultimately the pricing is a matter for each individual business, of course. And as a representative body, we are restricted, obviously, from trying to influence those prices. But what's clear is that the context of the relentless cost increases on businesses that we're seeing, it needs to be done by the government. And this is something that really cannot be passed up on.
And the hotel sector, the restaurant sector, it is very labour intensive. If we've more people going out, eating out, that means more people need to be employed. The government is clawing mm-hmm. back that in various forms, be it PAYE, the actual multiplier effect of the money in the local economy. So if the VAT rate does come down and more people are eating out, ultimately there's an argument that it's a win-win situation for everybody.
It's an absolute win-win. It's a no-brainer. Like, we are here to support the livelihoods of our local people, you know, and this is something that we just need the government to stand up and take action on. And hopefully now, we're very lucky, you know, there was an allurement to increasing the insurance payouts. We've done a lot of work with that, and thankfully the government did stand up, and, you know, we're very grateful for that they did. They didn't go ahead with that. Because that obviously would have pushed up the insurance premiums as well, in addition to everything else that's going up. So that's where we are.
You recently met with a number of TDs and senators, and there were representatives from the Irish Hotels Federation from all over the country, up in Dublin, to get across your points of view. What were the main things that you were pushing for, and what did you feel the response was like from the members of the Oireachtas?
They all understand. I was very fortunate to meet our own Senator Niall Blaney down there, and they're very aware of the situation that the industry's in, and they're keen to support us. I suppose the key priorities for the budget is just the 9% VAT. This is key to supporting the viability of our tourism food offering. Also, we're looking for a reduction in the PRSI because we're labour intensive, and, you know, this needs to be addressed. This is just too much. We have measures. We want measures to tackle excessive business costs, which are amongst the highest in Europe, including insurance premiums, energy pass-through charges as well. We need increased investment in training, skills and development, leveraging the enormous untapped surpluses in the National Training Fund. And obviously, we need more targeted measures to support the sustainability initiatives that we're under pressure for in our sector as well. And of course, increased funding for Fáilte Ireland and Tourism Ireland would all help. And hopefully, like, we manage to get our message across down there and they hear us and something's done about it in the budget 2026.
Now, that's a quite a big shopping list, but, you know, if you get some of the things, something's better than nothing. And as they say, every little helps. What about the cost of electricity? Is that a big issue? Because like other businesses, no doubt you've seen a hike in the cost there over the past 3 or 4 years. And it's probably a significant part of your overall costs.
It's going up significantly. Like, we're getting emails week on week of increases, you know, from every angle. So the cost of doing business is extortionate now. I mean, over the last, say, 2 years, you could stab a guess at maybe a 20% increase in those kind of fixed costs that are completely out of your control.
And have you been in a situation that you've been able to take measures that, from a green point of view, have maybe made the hotel more energy efficient? And are many hotels doing this, or is that maybe a cost that they can't afford to have that capital investment in improving the energy efficiency, but which would pay off in the long run, but you have to put out the money in the short run?
This is what we need help with as well, Chris, because we need the money to implement those things. And at the minute, because the cost of business is so high, that's making it difficult. So we need the support there. For example, Irish electricity costs are 30% above the European average. Like, I mean, even for example, the water for all businesses has gone up by 9.8%. That's 10%. And that's on top of the 30% increase last year. So that's 40% over 2 years, which is just completely nuts. It's unsustainable.
If we look at the hotels in Donegal, Carolyn, we have the bigger ones, and then I suppose you could call them maybe the smaller traditional ones in some of the smaller towns and villages around the county. And they're quite different operations, because one might be depending on salespersons and just a smaller amount of trade. That's a totally different kettle of fish to the bigger ones that are maybe getting coach tours and repeat business. One size doesn't fit all, does it, in terms of the hotel industry? There's different types of hotels there, and your members will all want the same thing, that they want the cost to come down. But you have to look at the individual cases. They vary a lot.
Regardless of the size of any business, we're a big, successful hotel, and we're finding it tough, so I can only imagine smaller businesses. They're harder to make a profit, they're harder to turn a profit, and they could be already on thin ice, so this is something that we really need addressed.
And it is important that the hotels do have a reasonable level of profits, because you have to keep reinvesting in your own product. There's always money to be spent aside from your general maintenance, but maybe refurbishing or putting on an extension or re-equipping something. Mm-hmm. So you need the margins.
We need the margins, and we need them to be healthy. And a lot of hotels need good, strong, healthy margins to take them through the winter season, where typically hotels will be closed down, and that's what's so important to me is, we want to keep that going, and we want to keep it sustainable, and we want to keep employing 145 people locally here in Dunfanaghy. That's our goal.
And what's the breakdown of the sort of typical tourists coming to Donegal at the moment? We're still heavily dependent, are we, on Northern Ireland and the domestic market?
Domestic is huge for us. I mean, it's probably 85% of our business from the north and from the south. We're very heavily dependent on it, and they're very sensitive to, fluctuations in the exchange rate and also the cost of living.
Does the issue of access come up? Is it still a little bit of a barrier maybe for getting people up to the northwest?
It's crazy, Donegal is only 3 to 3.5 hours from Dublin, and it's 3 to 3.5 hours down the country as well. It's just a frustration of ours, and it's always going to be a frustration, and it would be great to get more support on that front. And obviously our amazing airport here in Donegal, if we could get some support there to expand that, that would really help.
And it is a lot of people in Dublin, it is a sort of a mindset thing, as you've touched on there. The distance between Dublin and Tralee is actually far further than Dublin to Remelton. But there's this perception that Donegal really is right up there. It's almost touching Iceland. It's that far away.
Yeah, that is a frustrating thing. And I suppose in the tourism industry, we're always trying to explain that. It's as far to Killarney from Dublin as it is to Donegal. But Killarney's heaven, Now, thankfully, during COVID, we had a lot of our domestic from the south of Ireland explore Donegal, and we're still seeing the benefits of that. I suppose they had less choice. There was no flights. So that really did open us up further for the Republic of Ireland domestic market. I mean, Dunfanaghy does very well, and the Northern Irish market we do get, but it's growing into that Republic of Ireland market as well, and getting away from that perception that it's way up there and it's too far away.
How big a proportion of your business is repeat business? Is it particularly high?
We would have a very high repeat business. It would probably be in any given weekend, there could be 40% of our guests have stayed with us before and stayed with us between 10 and 20 times. So we're very fortunate in that. And I suppose that all comes from the service that the team here provide, and we're delivering on what we're saying we're going to do.
And in many ways, it suggests that, if people come up here, they have a great experience, they see what's on offer, the chances are they will come back. So part of your task and the battle for everybody is to just get those people up here in the very first place.
That's it. That's the key. And that's what we're working on a daily basis.
As you look ahead to the winter, how far in advance would you be taking bookings? Or again, will the winter months be sort of pretty much last minute type decisions?
No, it's so funny. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, we launched our Magical Winter Wonderland package and it's almost sold out. So we're very strategic about the winter because we have to be in Donegal, because there was always a perception that, you know, you don't go to Donegal in the winter, you go in the summer. But Donegal is absolutely gorgeous in the winter. You can wrap up warm, the smell of the turf fires, walk on the beach. So we have been quite innovative with our packaging and our pricing to attract the trade. And we have a very healthy occupancy in November, December, January, February. It's still in around 70%. So we're very fortunate in that sense. But that takes a lot of strategic work and you have to be ahead of that. So our November and December is looking good already. We're almost sold out in our Magical Winter Wonderland package.
Well, that is certainly very positive. Carolyn, when it comes to advertising and marketing and promoting a hotel, how difficult is it to decide, do you spend money on Facebook advertising? Do you go down the TikTok or Instagram route? Do you spend money going to trade shows? Do you set up stands? There's so many ways you can get the message out, and sometimes it's hard to measure which is the most effective. And yet that's, a very important part of your overall strategy to try and get that marketing, promotion, advertising balance right.
You have to do all of that, Chris. And these days, people, you go into any airport or shop, everyone's looking at a screen. So I have to try and make sure that I have something in front of face every day, something new, new content, new stories, new reels. We post every day. We connect with influencers. We do all the traditional stuff as well. So going to trade shows, you know, selling the hotel. We have to do everything. And it's great now with digital marketing because you can see a clear what was your return on investment. So we're very strategic in that sense as well. And we try our best to get our organic reach quite high on social media by creating good content. But the landscape's totally changed since the early days of marketing, where you could do a newspaper ad every week. It's every day now, several times a day. You need to be coming up with content and be front of face and on people's screens on all the platforms, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, you name it.
And that is demanding. It's also labour intensive as well. And in many ways, it's a bit of a bottomless pit. There really is no end to what you could be doing.
Never. You just have to be constantly thinking with a content head and posting stuff, because if you're not consistent with it, you're not going to be seen. And the algorithms change so quickly now in all those platforms that you need to be constantly educating yourself and learning how to manipulate it.
I'm speaking with Carolyn Murray, the Director and General Manager at the Shandon Hotel and also the Vice Chair of the Donegal Branch of the Irish Hotels Federation. Carolyn, you've been involved in this sector for quite a few years, and when you started off, there was no such thing as the Wild Atlantic Way. So no doubt you have seen just how major an impact that's had on tourism, particularly in a county like Donegal.
Oh, it's been substantial. I can't even remember what year it came out, but it really did open up the coast. And it was quite strong in the messaging of the Wild Atlantic Way when the Shandon opened in 2016. And I found it a great help. And it should be applauded. It was an amazing marketing strategy.
What sort of trends have you seen from customers in recent years when it comes to the likes of food? There seems to be a big push, not just in Donegal, but all over the country, to promote local produce. And people do want that fresh local produce, and maybe to try something different. It could be a craft beer or indeed a whiskey. And it seems to be coming in an increasingly important part of what different counties have to offer.
Yep. I mean, obviously, everyone loves that, especially the tourists. They want to explore the culture. They want to explore the food. They love homemade, you know, so that's a big strategy of ours too. You know, we have a full-time two full-time pastry chefs. Everything's made in-house. Our Guinness bread is famous, and people love it. So it's a big factor. The culture, food culture is a big factor, and Donegal is excellent at that. We've so many amazing restaurants and hotels that do amazing things.
And when you're located close to spectacular beaches as well, no doubt you hear it as well from people who are maybe on a first ever visit to Donegal. When it comes to scenery, we really are right up there.
Oh, sure, we have some of the most beautiful beaches here. I mean, we're right at the foot of, you know, we're beside Marble Hill, and you're only a short drive from Murderhole Beach. People are amazed by the beauty. And if we get the sun here, you wouldn't want to go anywhere else.
And the Shandon Hotel, over the years, it's grown, it's expanded. Of course, you have the spa, the leisure facilities there. Are there any particular plans in the pipeline at the moment that you can elaborate on?
We've had great success, I suppose. Now we're going to be 10 years in business now next year, so we're 9 this year. There's always plans for development. We're looking at the spa, we're looking at more outdoor facilities. We just added an additional 2 outdoor hot tubs that can be hired private for you and your friend or you and your partner. We also upgrade, I mean, you know yourself, like every year there's maintenance, there's costs. The spa has been upgraded there recently. We've done the leisure centre there 2 years ago. That was a huge investment. Brand new leisure centre, swimming pool, sauna, steam room, jacuzzi and gym. And our gym is open 24 hours. I think it was 2018 that we added an additional 18 rooms. And it's just been a great success story. And we're here now and we're always looking for opportunities to grow.
You mentioned you employ in the region of 150 people. What about issues in relation to when you have vacancies and recruitment? Has that been a problem for you, or have you been able to get the staff that you need?
In the past, not this last 2 or 3 years, it was very difficult because obviously the population in and around Dunfanaghy isn't quite high. So it was difficult and you're trying to appeal to people to, you know, travel maybe 20 to 40 minutes for their work. But thankfully, we've been very lucky lately with a really good, strong core team. Like the majority of my senior managers and middle managers have been with me 7 years or more. And obviously, they're very experienced. They're very good to their staff. And our turnover is very, very low. So thankfully, touch wood, we haven't had any issues on that front. But I know in the past, it is a struggle for a lot of hotels. We're very lucky with our team of chefs as well. Josie's been here since more or less the start, the executive head chef. And he has a great loyal team behind him. But it's very important to look after your staff and make sure that they get the proper breaks and their holidays and, you know, their wee perks that many of our team get very often. They all get full leisure centre membership. And in the past, we've given them on the training night of our Santa experience. They all get to experience that on the first night whilst we're training with their families. So it's all about looking after your team and building your reputation as well of being a good employer, which we are.
Yeah, because ultimately it is a case of teamwork and it pays dividends, certainly in the long run. What about local bars and restaurants and small tourist attractions, be it somebody kayaking or maybe doing windsurfing adventures or things like that, that there are so many smaller enterprises that are connected in. So you're all almost working sort of hand in hand in an area. And in Dunfanaghy, tourism, if you took the tourism out, you know, it really would be just so quiet. It is such a big player in the market and it's so, so important for the local economy.
It is. And thankfully here in Dunfanaghy, we work very well together with all our local bars and suppliers and local restaurants, recommending each other. You know, we're definitely a great team here in Dunfanaghy in terms of tourism. Obviously, our chair of the Donegal branch is Aisling, and she's just down the road from us. So we work very well together too, as the two hotels in the town. And that's the way it should be. And as you say, Dunfanaghy is tourism, and we've managed to actually open it up through the winter as well. And that's what we want to continue to do.
So going forward, you know, the task is to extend the season, not just for yourselves, but I'm sure for other businesses in the tourism sector. And despite the challenges and who knows what the budget will bring, you would be optimistic, I take it, about the future, because we have the product out there And if maybe if we can just fine tune and keep a grip on the costs, the potential remains considerable.
Oh, I mean, I am optimistic, especially for the Shandon and for the hospitality industry, provided we get the supports that we need from the government.
And that was Carolyn Murray, who is the Vice Chair of the Donegal branch of the Irish Hotels Federation and also Director and General Manager at the Shandon Hotel near Dunfanaghy. Well, that's it for another week. As always, thanks for tuning in to Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. I hope you have a healthy, happy and profitable week ahead. Until the next time, goodbye.